Today, 27 large wildfires are burning on more than 200,000 acres in the West. That is considerably less than what was on fire at about this time last summer, when more than 8 million acres scorched and blackened in the worst season in 50 years. A combination of weather, luck, and money has helped keep fires at a minimum this summer. But as NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports, a long-term fire plan aimed at reducing risk in the nation's forests is still taking shape.
In the Flathead National Forest, just north of Whitefish, Montana, flames and smoke have engulfed 14,000 acres. In the local want ads, the state is seeking a fuels reduction manager, someone to fireproof the forest by removing thick underbrush and dead and dying trees in the very same spot. It may be too late. The woods are on fire and homeowners are preparing to evacuate. This same scenario is playing out all over the West. While firefighters are putting out blazes, efforts are just beginning to clear the forests of the brush that leads to the most catastrophic fires. Lessons learned from last season's record-breaking fires led to a national fire plan and funding not only to put out fires, but to make forests less combustible. Jack Sepp, spokesman for the National Interagency Fire Center, says it's going to take some time to catch up.
It took years to get this way. It's going to take, we're looking at a long-term situation here.
The nation's governors have signed off on the 10-year plan, and the Bush administration has vowed to fund it. Idaho Governor Dirk Kempthorne, the outgoing chairman of the Western Governors Association, says 50 years of aggressively putting out fires has left the forests in a dangerous condition.
I believe personally that if we do not embark upon an aggressive program to reduce the fuel load, then we will lose, and you may permanently lose, major tracts of forest land, which is a national treasure.
Currently, about 19,000 firefighters are trying to contain fires in 9 states. The worst are in Montana and California. Sepp says the biggest difference from last season is having the resources to put new fires out quickly.
We just are very certain that because we have more people prepared and more people on initial attack, we've held these fires down. We're catching 95 to 98% of all fires and keeping them small and putting them out.
But last season's fires led to more than just a boost in funding for fire suppression. Political leaders and federal agencies all recognized the need for a different approach. Money was also earmarked for thinning and prescribed burning in some 60 million acres of national forest. Those efforts have barely begun. Jonathan Oppenheimer, who leads the forest campaign for the watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense, sees little in the way of progress.
One of the things that we're seeing is that even though we've recognized that we need to allow a lot more fires to burn and really restore the role of wildfires in the Western landscape, we're just instead spending more money to fight even more fires.
Money appropriated by Congress after last season's fires, for the most part, has been used to hire more smoke jumpers and to buy more equipment. Although many have embraced the notion that fire should naturally occur in the forest, Oppenheimer notes that just 2% of the fires that have occurred this season have been allowed to burn.
Just last week, there was a wildfire in the Bitterroot National Forest in the middle of the Frank Church Wilderness area, where we spent $16,000 to drop 13 smoke jumpers in to put out a 2-acre fire.
Sept of the Interagency Fire Center says at the height of the fire season, with firefighters in short supply, it's more efficient to put small fires out than to monitor large fires that may last for months. The most recent projection is that roughly $600 million will be spent fighting fires this year. Meanwhile, the effort to cleanse the forests of decades of accumulated brush is only just beginning in the want ads. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Seattle.